Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios a man who is the music director, the conductor, the all-around frontman for the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Joshua Rohde is back. Joshua, nice to see you again.
Good to see you too, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you with us. It's a sign of not only things to come, but the fact that we're getting there, right?
Absolutely.
You know, people have been talking about performances in the arts and how the pandemic has made almost everyone struggle through this, but the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra has maintained and is moving forward.
We have indeed, and this is our third concert this season that we're all doing in person, and so we're glad to be making live music with everyone again.
Live music, a thought, something that we thought might might be a few years away, but it's coming
exactly.
Back strong, and lots of arts groups are getting back together, and your performance is going to be next Sunday, so just a week away. I'm sure that you are perfectly happy with the progress of the chorale and orchestra, and that everybody knows everything perfectly, and this is just going to...
I am indeed. The program is coming together really, really well. The singers are sounding fantastic, and I feel like with each concert that we give together, they make improvements, and as we're looking towards this one, things are sounding fantastic.
Well, that's good. Now, the Civic Chorale and Orchestra has been around for a while, and you've been directing for what now, about 4 years or so?
It's hard to tell. Since the pandemic, we took a little bit of a pause, but three-ish, I think.
Three-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, something like that. And this concert's going to be at St. Sebastian Church. That's in beautiful downtown Providence, 3 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. And if people want to get information about the concert, tickets and so forth, all of that is on the website, which is the abbreviation RICCO.org. So RICCO.org, and you can get all the information. And today, Joshua will give us some description of the music that's going to be played, and we'll get to hear some of it also, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's just back up a little bit. Since you haven't been on the show 30 or 40 times, like your predecessor had been, people pretty much knew all there was to know about him, but you're still relatively new to the Rhode Island scene. You're a Massachusetts guy, right?
Correct, I am.
Yeah. You have a passport to come in through 146?
Just about. Thankfully, I know 146 well, so they let me by.
And Worcester is where you work.
Exactly. I'm the director of choral activities at WPI in Worcester. So I conduct the four choirs up there at the university, which I really enjoy. And I'm also a professional cellist. So I'm in and out of Worcester and Boston and Providence playing cello as well.
There you go. Professional cellist. So you and the former Miss Universe have something in common.
I guess so.
I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but see, that's the kind of, that's how I think of you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Now, this concert is going to be called, what, American Voices?
Correct. It's called American Voices. The program is features the Copland Appalachian Spring and Barber Adagio for strings, two of the most iconic pieces of American classical music. But paired with that, we have a bunch of new stuff, which I'll get into details later, but it's an American program, all American composers.
Okay, so familiar things or things that might not be as familiar?
I'd say a combination of both.
Okay.
There's definitely some familiar music, like Shenandoah and the theme for Simple Gifts, which is featured in the Copland, but we're... Along with those familiar pieces, we're giving three Rhode Island premieres, so probably some new stuff for a bunch of people.
There we go. All right, now, so this is the part of the program, which you may not remember, but I've added this. It's Quiz The Conductor. Do you know who wrote Shenandoah?
Ooh, I do not.
That's a good reason for that, because nobody does.
Nobody. Oh, of course.
It was a trick question. See that? So there you go. It's one of those. I always thought that Shenandoah was written by Stephen Foster. Then I found out, no, he had nothing to do with it. It's just a folk song that's been changed many times over the years. So let's get to a first piece of music here. What do you have for us?
So we're going to start our listening here with a new piece by Jocelyn Hagen. She's a female composer out of Minnesota. And this is a good primer, I think, for the rest of the program. As you'll hear in the text and in the sound of the marimba and the choir, they're sort of drawing us away from our busy lives, from the noisy streets and technology, and inviting the audience to step into nature. So you'll hear a lot of references to nature, and I feel like it's a really cathartic piece to sort of calm the, you know, quick pace of life that we have.
All right, so this is a little bit lengthy, so we're going to listen to a portion of it, right?
Exactly. This is Soft Blink of Amber Light by Jocelyn Hagen.
Now, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra rehearses what, once a month,
once a week, every Wednesday.
Once a week. So that's the chorale part of it.
Exactly.
And then you get together with the orchestra just before the show?
Correct. Leading up to every concert, we get together and our orchestral members join us.
Okay. And you select orchestra members from various groups, or is it, how's that done?
Correct. They come from all over Rhode Island. Most of them are Rhode Island Philharmonic players.
Okay.
So, but a really good crew.
All right. So what piece do you have for next?
The next piece that we're going to feature is by Samuel Barber. This is his Adagio for Strings, which many people know as a beautiful piece that was performed during JFK's funeral. It's a really lamenting piece of music that originally written for orchestra. Barber also set the text Agnus Dei, so sort of a pleading text, so which we're going to do a combination of both. So for our concert, you'll feature or hear both strings and choir.
Thank you.
Joshua, we have time for one more piece before our first break. What will that be?
So I'm happy to introduce the third piece here. It's called My Heart Be Brave by Marques L.A. Garrett, which is a newer work that the composer was commissioned by Anthony Tracy King, a Boston-based conductor, to write this piece of music featuring the text of James Weldon Johnson. So one of the things that I'm really excited about this program is around the Copland and the Barber, which are two iconic pieces, we've weaved a bunch of new living composers around them that show a little bit of diversity in the American landscape of music, per se. So you'll see people of color, women, and composers that stretch from Hawaii to California, Minnesota, and then Garrett here, who is a Virginia native. So this is My Heart Be Brave, featuring the Boston Children's Choir performing this work live. So you hear a little bit of the audience throughout the performance, but I love how the children's chorus really captures, I think, the feeling of the text, saying, "My heart be brave and do not falter, for there is a power in making for the right."
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
My heart be brave.
Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And the director, Joshua Rohde, is here today from that group. My name is Mike Mano, and we're listening to music that's going to be presented on May 22nd at 3 o'clock. That's next Sunday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at St. Sebastian Church in Providence. And what a great setting for the kind of music you're going to be playing, Joshua.
Absolutely. The space is beautiful. If anybody hasn't been to St. Sebastian's yet, you'll know that it's really beautiful with a sort of a domed ceiling. So no matter where you sit, front, back, left, right, everything sounds gorgeous.
It's great for what you're doing. And, well, you know, it's great that the organization itself, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, is bringing this kind of music back. It's called American Voices. It's going to be a little bit of everything, as Joshua has been describing. But this next one is probably, I would say, one of the more famous of the composers, right?
Correct. So the next piece we're going to listen to is Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, which is probably one of the most famous things that he wrote. And I think when many people hear it, even if you aren't a classical music fan, you'll recognize it and, of course, hear the tune Simple Gifts towards the end.
All right. Since there's quite a bit of music there and we're a little bit behind, we're going to play both of those back together.
Sure, exactly. And paired with the Copland is going to be a new work by Martin Sedek from the Mid-Atlantic States that he wrote this second piece called Nature Has a Thousand Choirs, where he takes the same type of style that Copland wrote with and created a new piece just a few years ago, also featuring another Sacred Heart hymn tune that you'll hear shortly.
Okay, we'll listen to that, then take another break and be back with more.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joshua Rohde, music director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale, is our special guest on Conducting Conversations this evening. I'm Mike Maino, and pleased to see Joshua again after an absence from a lot of people during the pandemic. And Joshua, some of the music that you were planning on playing never got played, right?
Exactly. So this program and the music that you're listening to, we intended to perform it March 2020, and as we all know, that's when things shut down for a little bit.
You just missed it.
We just missed it. So it was. So all this music has a really special place in our hearts because we prepared it, and it was the last time that many of us saw any other person outside of our home for a long time.
Well, the opportunity to perform it will be next Sunday at St. Sebastian Church in Providence, May 22nd, 3 o'clock performance. Information is available on the website ricco.org, so check that out. Don't miss this opportunity to hear some great, great music performed by a great group, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And I know, Joshua, that none of this happens just by the fact that people buy some tickets. It takes a lot more than that. So there are volunteers, there are donors, there are people that contribute through the website, there are independent donations made, and quite a bit of money and support comes from another organization.
Yes, so we're really thankful to the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts for all their work throughout all of Rhode Island, but especially with the Civic Chorale. Without their support, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing today.
There you go. Well, we appreciate them and all they do, and we appreciate the fact that the Civic Chorale is moving forward and in getting more music to our audiences. What will we close this program off with?
We'll close our concert here this evening with just two more pieces. One is a sort of simple, normal choral motet with the text "Set Me as a Seal" by Rene Clausen. And then we end with sort of a bluegrass-infused piece by Sean Kirshner titled "I'll Be on My Way."
Excellent. Joshua, thanks so much for coming in. It was a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
it. All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you. when I am gone. Don't you cry for me, don't you pity my sorry soul. What pain there might have been will now be past, and my spirit will be whole. I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way. I'll have left my feet of clay upon the ground. I will be glory bound. I'll be on my way. When I am gone, don't you cry for me, don't you pity my sorry soul. What pain there might have been will now be past, and my spirit will be whole. I'll be on my way, I'll be on my way. I'll have left my feet of clay upon the ground. I will be glory bound, I'll be on my way. When I am gone, please forgive the wrongs that I might have done to you. There'll be no room for regrets up there high above, way beyond the blue. I'll be on my way, I'll be on my way. I'll have laid my frown and all my burdens down. I'll be putting on my crown, I'll be on my way. Places I have been,
I'll be alive, but somewhere else. I'll be on my way again.
I'll be on my way.
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 I will lift my wings and soar into the air. There'll be glory everywhere. I'll be on my way.
I'll be on my way. Putting on my crown, I'll be on my way. I'll have left my feet of clay upon the ground. I will be glory bound, I'll be on my way.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.